From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The economy added 173,000 new jobs in August, according to the Labor Department. That brings the jobless rate down to 5.1%. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that's the lowest jobless number since April 2008, before the economic collapse.
The unemployment rate fell somewhat short of expectations. It was the lowest gain in 5 months. Jobs were spread, though, pretty much evenly throughout the economy. Adding jobs were health care and social services. Construction was up as well. Manufacturing and energy have been struggling with the continued strength of the U.S. dollar. This is the latest in a string of upbeat data, including strong automobile sales and housing. The jobs report adds to anticipation of whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates when it meets this month. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The first gay couple has obtained a marriage license in Rowan County, Kentucky. William Smith and James Yates were able to get the license after Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis was jailed by a federal judge yesterday. She was cited for refusing to issue the licenses based on her religious objections to same-sex marriage. James Yates says he and his partner have been turned away from the clerk's office for months.
Civil rights are civil rights, and they're not subject to belief.
The clerk's deputies told the federal judge yesterday they would issue the licenses. It's not clear when the clerk may be released from jail. The UN says that Britain will take 4,000 Syrian refugees for resettlement, but British Prime Minister David Cameron has only said his country will take in thousands more refugees. Cameron was in Portugal today after meeting with the Portuguese Prime Minister. Alison Roberts has more from Lisbon.
Speaking in Lisbon, David Cameron noted that the UK has spent hundreds of millions of dollars funding camps for Syrians in the Middle East. Amid growing pressure at home and abroad, he pledged to take many more directly from those camps.
This provides them with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom, rather than risking the hazardous journey which has tragically cost so many of their lives.
He promised more details next week. Portugal, meanwhile, has said it will take 3,000 refugees under EU plans to disperse them around the bloc, double its previous commitment. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Several hundred migrants remain around a stopped train in Hungary. They're demanding to go on to Germany. Conditions are squalid, and riot police want them to go to a nearby camp set up for processing migrants. Meanwhile, authorities in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Poland won't allow international trains to go to Budapest, Hungary. That's because thousands of migrants remain at the main train station there. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 232 points at 16,138. The Nasdaq is down 39 points. This is NPR. Police in Sacramento are searching for a gunman who shot and killed a man yesterday on the campus of Sacramento City College. Two other men were wounded. Officials say the shooting occurred after a group of men had a verbal altercation. Sacramento City College officials say at least two of the victims were students. Doctors have produced new evidence that a daily pill can protect people at high risk of getting infected with the AIDS virus. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, the findings suggest the drug works not just in the clinic, but also in the real world.
The pill is called Truvada, and it cut the risk of getting HIV by about 90% when it was tested in studies. But critics of the drug worry that it may not work as well outside carefully controlled studies. Now a study in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases helps alleviate this concern. Doctors at Kaiser Permanente in San Francisco followed more than 600 gay men while they took Truvada for 2.5 years. None of the men got infected with HIV. Half of the men, however, did get infected with another STD, like syphilis or gonorrhea, within the first year of using the preventative drug. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
A Russian rocket has docked at the International Space Station with three crew members, including the first astronaut from Denmark. The space station is a little crowded right now. There are 9 people aboard. 3 crew will return to Earth next week. Several others will remain aboard, including American astronaut Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko. They are spending a year in space. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.